And can I add my welcome to Carsten's? I'm Walter Tuttleby, the Chief Executive of the Virtual Centre of Excellence. Carsten stole my thunder there. I was saying to him beforehand I was thinking of cracking that joke, but I thought it would be poor taste given they're hosting us. But, you know, the Strand Polytechnic have finally got their own back on them, it appears. That's what they call King's College, apparently. Anyway, so welcome to today. Please do make the most of today in terms of the networking as well as the actual presentations. It's very much a learning together day. And really all I want to do to kick off is just to do a little bit of scene setting to welcome you. Today's event has been organised by the Industrial Steering Group within the Virtual Centre of Excellence that deals with user interactions for breakthrough services. And what that program is about, you'll hear a little bit more about it later on, but it is about the ways in which users interact, not just with devices, but in the future with their environment, with the network, with services, with many different things. And immediately you say that, the first session comes to mind in the today's events on platforms, ecosystems, and all that goes with that. So that really is the connection and the origins of today's event. And particular thanks to Jason Williams from Orange, who chairs that industrial steering group and has helped bring today together in terms of pulling together the presentations and presenters and so on. Okay, so use that one. Great. For those of you who aren't familiar with the Virtual Centre of Excellence, we've been around now nearly 15 years, I think, really working between some of the global big telecom companies and the leading UK research universities. Four in particular are actively engaged in the user interactions program, and I'm very pleased to have Imperial College here as well, in the shape of Annabel Gower, also presenting today. It's great to have such a strength, I think, in UK academic research that is recognised by the global industry and very much informed by the global industry. So I hope we'll see something of that coming through in today's debate and discussion. What VC is about is strategic innovation. We're not really so much about short-term things, although we do certainly want to deliver some short-term spin-offs, and many of our companies do in fact use our work in that way, as well as informing their longer term activities. And indeed the research and the other activities we do have been independently assessed as world class. It's very much industry led and industry steered. And I think that will very much come across in some of the things that maybe Jason says today about maybe how the program came together and some of the directions it's taking. The model really is about sort of creating a shared future vision, turning that into strategic research with a view to creating industry growth. And with the global membership that we have, all of our members have a global perspective on the industry, whatever you care to define that industry as these days. It's not quite got such clear boundaries as perhaps things had in the past. But one thing is clear, if you're a Nokia, you wear things called Nokia spectacles. If you're Microsoft, you wear things called Microsoft spectacles. You do deals and you see deals through different perspectives. And other people perhaps don't wear those perspectives and they have those spectacles and they have other perspectives. I think one of the things that our member companies really get out of their participation is recognizing the colour of their own perspective, their own spectacles. So shaping the activities, our industry members very much are about identifying trends, challenges, opportunities. We have an industry visions group that's well engaged on that. They've been meeting this year to identify some of our future upcoming activities, very much informed by the leading edge perspectives from the academic community. Some of the things we have going on at the moment, green radio, I'm sure many of you have heard about one of the new key thrust that sort of came out in the mobile wireless industry 2 or 3 years ago out of the Visions activity in VC and some of the other programs there that we have ongoing. And as I say, the team very much industry-led, They have their own portal on our website with Jason as the industry chairman, Mark Ashdown from Thales, and Jerry Kramskoy from the BBC supporting him on the industry side, Eamon O'Neill from Bath University on the academic side. So today's objectives and agenda, very much a time of sharing. We're certainly not going to give you all the answers today. We're hoping some of you might help us find some. But what we're going to be doing is sharing some input in terms of looking at some of the changing foundations in terms of business models, in particular the role of platforms, ecosystems, in that and their role in the changing way that innovation is happening. And also some perspectives on the future from different parts of the value chain, operators, content providers, hardware, software, services. So different perspectives. And then we want to explore those perspectives and have some debate across that value chain and indeed beyond. We've done a couple of these sorts of events before. We had a very good event last May, particularly addressing the issues of privacy, which I'm sure many of you will be aware has been quite a key theme over really the last couple of years in the media as much as anything else, with some of the big disasters there. But that was an excellent event where we got some very good participation from the those present. We had the someone from the Information Commissioner's Office there, as well as many different industry perspectives as well. We had a similar event hosted by the BBC at White City last autumn, looking at nomadic and collaborative media as well. So this is kind of following in that heritage. And what we're hoping to come out of today really is some clarification, some evolution of all of our views. Vision, views, future activities. We're looking to see this really provide input for some of those future directions and things that we may do. In terms of the structure of the day, we've got some introductory foundations, presentations from Orange, LSE, Imperial College, then some of those perspectives that I mentioned. Over lunch, I believe we have some demonstrations. Yep, they'll be arriving outside, presumably. So we'll have some demonstrations of some of the work that that is being done within the programme. And then this afternoon, an opportunity to really get some of the interaction and debate going. Now, I'm aware that there will be a great temptation to, certainly on my part as much as anyone else, to have lots of questions bubbling up during some of the talks. What I would suggest is that for the talks, we maybe limit the questions to questions of clarification, and maybe if you could capture and write down as we go through some of those wider questions, because I suspect that you will find that others are thinking in similar directions. And I think what would be good would be if we can hold those and then maybe bring those into that session after lunch. If we do find we're running ahead of ourselves in terms of time, then obviously we can take some extra time for one or two of those questions. But my experience from the past such events is that we don't tend to run ahead in quite that way. But I'll leave Jason as chairman to make those executive decisions. And then winding up the day is some perspectives from the User Interactions Programme of how we will use some of the things from today to inform our own activities and some of our future plans. So, and then finally some concluding remarks and next steps. So I think without more ado, I think that's really all I need to say. Do take the opportunity today to meet people and as I say to exchange and to learn. Thank you.